Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Your Dose of Death Podcast. Thank you for listening each and every single episode. It goes a long way. And before we get into today's topic, I just want to give a thank you to everyone who listened in 2021, year one of the podcast, as I'd say. It's been an incredible year, from surpassing 5,000 downloads to the amount of five-star reviews I've gotten, as well as the people I've had on, the relationships I've grown and have made over the year. It's only going to go up from here, and I appreciate everyone who has listened. Also, just something I want to point out before we get into anything. Spotify just added the button where you can do five stars, and I'm a big fan of Spotify. No offense to anyone who does Apple or whatever, but give me those five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you enjoy what you're hearing. And as always, thanks to my sponsors, Crimson Mass and Grateful Deathmatch, day one supporters, Skip with Grateful Deathmatch, Billy with Crimson Mass, both do incredible stuff, incredible projects. Buy merch from both of them. They'll appreciate it as much as I appreciate their work. That being said, so this episode's kind of just going to really talk about the direction of Your Dose of Death. And I don't want anyone to feel offended by what I say here, because it's no one's fault. It's just how things have gone with the podcast lately. I have thought, one, I've been a little bit burned out. I think with Marcus Crane's passing, I was a little bit down, but I also just, with everything going on, wrestling good and bad, it's been a lot and a little bit overwhelming for me. So that being said, I still want to do interviews. I know everyone has really enjoyed the interviews I've done, and I know that they're a treat whenever I do get to do them, but scheduling them is not as easy as you think, and getting people on and getting them their schedules to line up, it's just not easy. We all have... A lot of us have jobs. A lot of us have life outside of wrestling. So that being said, though, I'm also kind of restructuring things. And what I mean by that is I'm going to be doing more coverage of promotions that do death matches, like a GCW, like an ICW, like a H2O. So that being said, I want to put this as an open call to anyone and everyone in the deathmatch industry, wrestling industry. If you want your promotion covered on Your Dose of Death Podcast, feel free to hit me up in my DMs, or comment saying, hey, like, I want to see so-and-so get some coverage. I'll be more than happy to put it into the... And give you a shout-out as well, just for your contributions. There's so much in the world of wrestling that I do forget sometimes. I apologize. There's just so much wrestling going on. So much, and there's a lot of deathmatch wrestling as well. Like, it's not easy to keep up with all of it. So I could always use a lending hand, whether it be for my followers, whether it be someone from the World of Deathmatch Discord, if you're listening to this. Feel free to send me notes, and I'll make sure to put it all on there as best as I can to my ability. So that's really something I want to do more of, is cover the World of Deathmatch, no pun intended, Steve and Alex. And I want to do this for a big platform. I mean, this is a podcast you can find on all major podcast outlets. And I want to be able to cover as much and give my own insight to something that I am very passionate about in the world of deathmatch wrestling. But I understand there's so much, and I forget. And there's times where I'm going to need help. I can't do this on my own. So if you're willing to send me information on whether, like, for death matches, if you're doing a death match show or something like that, feel free to send it my way. But again, I just want to reiterate that I will still be doing interviews. Interviews are not going away. It's just getting the right kind of time, the right kind of place. But they're just not going to be as often. When I can schedule one, I'll get it scheduled, and I will make sure you get to see you guys as soon as possible. That's just something I wanted to get out there, because it's just, I know there hasn't been a lot of interviews, but getting people on, it's not easy. It has, it's probably one of the toughest things doing this podcast. So, but I've been in talks with several people that do want to come back on. If you repeat guests, maybe some new guests, you don't know until it all happens. So, that being said, this is a bit of a restructuring. This is going to take some time for me to get used to. But I'm excited for this direction, because I think I want a consistent podcast for you guys. You guys want a consistent thing from me. And I surely hope you do. I don't want you guys waiting several weeks for something to pop up. So that being said, I want to thank you guys for supporting me through thick and thin. I know this has not been a perfect ride. It has had its moments. I want to reiterate as well. It's just it's something where, yes, like, if a promotion does deathmatches, I'm gonna look into it. I'm gonna give it. I mean, but also, like, I do appreciate a variety show. That's why I love GCW. That's why I love what H2O's been doing as well. There's a lot there. I mean, but I do like deathmatches. It's what I've been doing this podcast on for the last year, and that's not going away. It's just things are going to be just a little bit different. So, and I hope you guys appreciate it. I want to be able to cover deathmatch wrestling, but I also want to be able to cover the wrestling that I see a part of deathmatch promotions, or promotions that do deathmatches. So understand that, sure, I will be mostly covering deathmatches, but I do appreciate other wrestling. And that is how I feel. So now that I've kind of gotten that out of the way, I just want to kind of give you guys a lowdown of what's been happening that I've been seeing a lot of. So of course, GCW has been on a run of a lifetime. That being said, the show's coming up this weekend. The last show's before Hammerstein Ballroom. Just kind of want to go over those cards. If you give me a second, sorry, I'm just trying to get this. Of course, Detroit, Michigan, getting an incredible card together. Just announced today, Tony Depp and Dark Sheik. Matt Cardona versus Rhino. The team of Ricky Morton and Too Cold Scorpio versus Bussy. Effie and Alley Catch, who, by the way, Alley Catch, congratulations on that incredible match announcement for Hammerstein. If you haven't seen the video, truly incredible stuff by Giancarlo. But of course, as well, Leon Ruff versus Rich Swann. Alex Colon, our good friend and Your Dose of Death alumni, facing off with Hoodfoot, a deathy winner for the GCW Ultraviolent title. That's a big one. Hoodfoot has a... I'm just going to say this. I wanted to... Since it is a death match, I'm assuming. it's awesome to see Hoodfoot getting such great fan reception. And I appreciate that a lot because I think he deserves it. He's looked great in the matches I've seen him in. I'm not saying that he's perfect, but this is the opportunity he's been waiting for. And then, of course, another match I believe is going to be great is Atticus versus Matthew Justice. It's just going to be a hardcore brawl. And, of course, as well, we got Sabu and Kevin Nash in town as well. That's really just a fun little card. He got some celebrity appearances. But, of course, as well, Chicago's happening very, very soon. The day after Detroit, I want to get to that card real quick. Just signed as of yesterday, Speedball Mike Bailey returning to American Indies for the first time in almost 6-7 years. But of course, Jeff Jarrett making a return to GCW. Brett Lauderdale's Golden Goose is on the prowl, and I have no idea what's going to happen. Of course, Allie Cash versus Kylie Rae, another match I'm looking forward to. AJ Gray versus PCO, maybe it's probably for the GCW Extreme title. That's one I really expect, to be great. Jonathan Gresham versus Too Cold Scorpio for the ROH title. Bandido versus Blake Christian, kind of a real interesting preview of what we could possibly see at Hammerstein with Gresham and Blake Christian. And, of course, the main event, the one I think many of us are looking forward to, the Briscoes defending the GCW Tag Team titles against the Rejects. Johnny Murdoch, Your Dose of Death alumni, Reed Bentley, they're back in GCW. That's crazy to me. And former GCW Tag Team champions, I want to give them their respect. It's just... both those cards are really looking great for this upcoming weekend. But, of course, the weekend after is Hammerstein. Enough about GCW. We have other stuff to go through. ICW No Holds Barred is really back in the set after a little bit of a month break. And, of course, I think the big news everyone saw today, my dear friend, and Aussie sensation, the smash hit Joel Bateman, is coming to the States Saturday, March 12th. For those of you at the TWAE Arena in Tennessee, we'll see Joel Bateman make his ICW No Holds Barred debut against the Death Samurai, Akira himself. Gonna be a real awesome match. I expect nothing but great things. Those are two very creative guys. I expect that match to be great. But big buzz with Joel Bateman coming to the States. As I put on Twitter, it's time for Joel to show America why they call you the smash hit. I'm so ecstatic for Joel. This is something he actually messaged me a little bit earlier about this, and he wanted to so badly be in the States. So this is his opportunity. But of course, I want to go through the rest of earlier. So this month, ICW has the show in Newark, New Jersey, which is a big deal, which is during kind of Hammerstein weekend as well. I'm just trying to get through the match card. Big F and Joe coming to the States to face off with Hoodfoot, who has made himself a name in ICW. Of course, as well, you got Dane D'Amato facing off with Shane Douglas, which is kind of like an East Coast turf war, per se. Of course, the main event being John Wayne Murdoch defending his American Deathmatch title against his... I know, kind of, I'm trying to separate promotions and continuity here, but against Reed Bentley, his friend turned rival. It's a very interesting dynamic there. I mean, Reed, after the last ICW show, betraying John Wayne. But And then, of course, Ludark Shaitan versus Mickey Knuckles. That's going to be a very interesting one as well. I know there's rest of the card with ICW. This is the first time I'm doing this, so I'll come a bit more organized with a list once I have it. But and then, of course, H2O as well. They're kind of like the other one I'll be covering a bit more of once I get more of a note here. But of course, they're doing Bloody Floors is the name of the show. So this card looks pretty good for the most part. I mean, so it's of course your normally show. You got a lot of seasoned veterans with younger talent. Of course, this being with Matt Tremont's promotion as well. You got Brandon Kirk versus looks like Leroy Robinson. You got an Anything Goes match with Duncan and Lehman, Frankie Picard. Devin Moore versus Lady Blakely. Stan Siles versus Darian Hardaway. Low Life Louie Ramos versus Jess Moss, who's been kind of getting into the game a little bit. If you haven't been seeing the H2O, that was an underrated series. The Sunday night IWTV shows they've been doing. Triple threat match with Green Phantom, Jimmy Lion, and Chuck Payne. And of course, Van Sullivan facing off with Big Red Ryan Redfield. And last but most certainly not least, with of course Kennedy Copeland putting her H2O Hybrid Championship on the line against Reed Walker. A good little card. It's H2O. There, the Bloody Floors, that's the name of the show. That one's going to be on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday as well, January 15th. A lot's going on here in the world of Deathmatch, and I hope you guys are ready to join me and learn just a little bit, or I would say your dose of death, whether it be through GCW, ICW, or H2O, or any other kind of promotion as well. And also, I want to cover, I mean, there's going to be more, there's also some little miscellaneous notes I'm going to have, but of course, Deathmatch Down Under. As I mentioned earlier, Joel Bateman is getting the huge debut against Akira at ICW, but of course, we can't forget about what's happening with DMDU. They have a big show coming up at the Malice at the Palais. That's a venue. Of course, you have to remember for my American audience that these shows will come out on IWTV within at least 2 weeks of the show happening. So a lot of these matches, make sure you're trying to stay off at least their social media till airing on IWTV, which is easier said than done. But of course, there's the big one is the DMDU Heavyweight Championship. Royce Chambers versus Edward Dusk is the big one. Royce Chambers, his first defense as DMDU Heavyweight Champion. I believe Callum Butcher is on this show. I don't know his match, but it should be noted that the DMDU Deathmatch Championship the Australian Deathmatch Championship will be defended. It's just we do not know yet the match. If you guys remember the lovable tag team of Shaz XT, Shaz and McKenzie, JXT, they'll be having a war at the Palais. This one is a very interesting matchup. Of course, Shaz XT, love them as a tag, but it's still crazy. So it'll be very interesting to see that one. Of course, it got announced today. MN the Kid, who dazzled in that DMDU scramble, will go up against Matt Hayter, who's kind of become a newer name for DMDU, and I think he's gonna be someone to look out for. But of course, there's so much. I know Joel Bateman will be going up against Will Walker. That's one that's gonna be very interesting. It's the trilogy, so those two will finally put an end to their little feud. Knowing Joel, he has some sick intentions for that match. Will Walker's ready to probably go through hell. But, of course, as well, anti-deathmatch party is kind of the, as they say, they're the anti-deathmatch faction of DMDU, going up against Big Deathmatch Energy. If you haven't seen the tag team of Big Dude Energy, I'm in love with these guys. They are fantastic. I was told that it was their first like year in wrestling last year, 2021. 2022, they're teaming up with Callum Butcher and Damian Rivers. Crazy, crazy stuff that this match is even physically happening. But, hey, I mean, Callum is, I guess, on that match. I did not realize. I apologize. I'm just looking through all these notes here. But, of course, also a there's a death match. The death match of that show actually is it's a carpet strips and barbed wire hell death match. Mike Chaos and the Hero. Don't know much about Hero. I know Mike Chaos from the Scramble will be facing off with two members of the Total Violence Connection. I think that's the name of the faction. But Guido and York will be facing off with Mike Chaos and Hero in that match. So that's the Malice in the Palais card for the most part. Oh, and of course the heavyweight matchup with Gore and Delta. That's just going to be a hoss fight waiting to happen. But that's most of the DMDU card. Again, I want if there's more promotions that want me to run down their shows, whether it be in England, whether it be in Japan, whether it be anywhere else in the world, please, 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 please. Get your notes to me. I'll make sure to give you the shout out if you want to. And we're gonna make this as big as possible just to kind of do a coverage. There'll be weeks where sometimes I'll do a show review. There'll be weeks where I just kind of do like this with news. There'll be weeks I have interviews. It's gonna be a little bit of something for everybody. Trying to make this feel as up to date as possible. But with Japan, of course, if you guys didn't see the news, Freedom's for free. This is free, guys. So if you're listening to this, you can go on their YouTube page. It's there. I'm not lying. Jun Kasai defending his, as he just newly won the King of Freedom's title again, facing off with Rina Yamashita. I've been hearing very good things about that match. Hell, I might just go and watch that match right now after this. But it is on there. It is free on YouTube. Highly recommend. I mean, it's the crazy monkey. Jun Kasai, Rini Yamashita, who was just in the States for NGI when what feels like several months ago. I promise you, this will not disappoint. But that's mostly the news. There's a lot going on in the world. If I missed anything, please let me know. I think I missed Clint Margera versus Akira for the ICW January card. So I wanted to make sure I got that in there. But if there's anything I missed, please let me know. This is an entirely new thing I'm trying out. So please forgive me if I missed something. I'm still trying to make sure I cover it all. I'm trying to cover it all because there's so much in the world of deathmatch wrestling. I want to make sure I get all of it in here or as much as possible. So, again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for understanding. This is a really big undertaking. I hope you guys join me, or at least if you want to contribute, feel free to contribute. If not, enjoy listening. And thank you guys for being supportive and enjoying Your Dose of Death podcast. Lord Rosenberg signing off.
This has been a Countout Podcast.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.